All right, we're going back to back in hour number one, as promised. We are joined now by a Sports Illustrated senior writer, an NBC Sports essayist, friend of the program. The Kentucky Derby is Saturday, 6:50 p.m. Eastern. My guest is Tim Layden. Tim, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, good, Jim.
Good. Now, Tim, normally this is the time where you and I would talk about the scene around the track, the vibe and the buildup to the Derby. But late yesterday came news that the favorite, Omaha Beach, was being scratched due to entrapped epiglottis. What was your reaction when you heard that news? And for those who don't know, what kind of an illness is that?
It's basically the second part first. It's just basically it's a little piece of tissue in the horse's throat that kind of flops up and down when to prevent the horse from inhaling food or liquid into its lungs. So it's just sort of a protective thing. It's not a serious injury, but it's something that has to be repaired surgically, and he'll be okay in a couple of weeks, but not to run the Kentucky Derby. And how I felt about it, Jim, it's like everybody else here. I mean, he was the favorite. His trainer, Richard Mandel, is a guy that everybody likes and who's never won the Derby. His owner, Rick Porter, same thing. So, I mean, I think the air kind of went out of the race for a little while, and it's going to take another day or two to get it back, I think. That was the horse that everybody in the barns was talking about that was just a little better than everybody else, and everybody was watching, and now he's gone. So whether you're a handicapper or a writer or just a fan, you're kind of scrambling to figure out what we got now.
Tim Layden joining us. You know, Tim, go back to Richard Mandel for a minute, because you know this as well as anybody. The thing about horse racing is, even if you have the favorite, there are a million things that can go wrong before the horses actually get into the gate. And Mandel is such a great trainer and such a class act. Everybody likes him. How badly does he want that Derby win, and how big of a gut punch is it?
You know, I saw him at Santa Anita about 10 days ago, Jim, and he tried to say the right things, which is, you know, I want a Derby, but I don't need one, which is accurate. You know, he doesn't need one for his resume. But, you know, it really is like a great baseball player who's never been to the World Series, an NBA player who's never been to the finals or won. You know, it's just, he said today, he had a little press gathering, and he just said, no matter how you look at this, if you're involved in racing or if you have even a passing interest in it, the thing everybody knows about is the Kentucky Derby. And it's just going to be a hole in his record, and he knows it, and we all know it, and he took it like a man, and he's going home, and he'll be flying Saturday rather than watching the race. But there's no other way to put it. I mean, the Derby is the one thing that everybody knows about, and it's the one thing, and Mandela never pushed his horses to get there, and he never injured a horse for the sake of getting him to the Derby. But, you know, this horse, Omaha Beach, was one of those kind of horses that was everybody talked about.
We're talking to Tim Layden.
It's a big loss.
You're right, Tim, and especially about Mandela, because he's known as somebody who does not keep a huge stable, and he does not push his horses like that. He always does well and right by the horse, so I know that's tough for him. What about Mike Smith? He was going to ride Omaha Beach. Where does that leave Mike?
Mike made a decision that he had a chance to ride a horse named Roadster for Bob Baffert. And he also rode Omaha Beach for Mandela. When push came to shove, Mike picked Omaha Beach. He thought it was a better horse, but also fit Mike's style a little better. The kind of horse that's quick on his feet, and Mike likes to get out of there, get out of trouble, and then control the race. So, yeah, Mike is heartbroken. I texted with him last night, and he just, you know, just had a sad face emoji, and, you know, just hugely disappointed, and knows that a decision he made went south for him, but he feels bad for all the people around the horses. There's still talk around the backstretch that somebody's going to try and cut a check and get Mike on their horse because he's available and he's the best rider in the world. And, you know, Kieran McLaughlin said today, he's another trainer in the race, and he just said Mike Smith is free, and, you know, the Derby horse winner is going to be worth $15 million the next morning, and you got to think about it. But Baffert is the guy that might have gone to Mike, and he decided not to. He's sticking with Florent Giroux, who's his rider on Roadster, which is a classy thing for Baffert to do. And now it's a question of whether somebody else pulls the trigger and gives Mike a ride.
He is Big Race Mike. Tim Layden joining us. Speaking of Baffert, Tim, he had said that without Omaha Beach, it's the most wide-open Derby that he has ever seen. Does that sound about right to you?
It is wide open, but, Jim, the other thing that's happening there is Bob really liked coming in here without the pressure on him. You know, he had American Pharoah, then he had Justify, and everybody was looking at him. Everybody was looking at him to talk. Everybody was looking at his horses to see what they would do, and he liked being here without that pressure. As soon as Omaha Beach went out, that pressure did shift to Baffert. He's got three good horses, Game Winner, Improbable, and Roadster. None of them are Justify or Pharaoh, but they're all really good, and they all run really well every time. So it is wide open, but you know, I think that you could get a good prop bet that Baffert's three will all be in, like, the top eight. So it's hard to look past him. And after that, it is really wide open and really is going to come down to the possible sloppy track and the strategy that jockeys take in the race. It's a race where people can bet and make a lot of money.
Tim Layton joining us. All right, Tim, so when you look at the weather and the expectation that the track is going to be sloppy and the way the field is shaping up right now, who do you like on Saturday?
I mean, I kind of like a horse named Tacitus. You know, it's T-A-C-I-T-C-U-S, and he's trained by Bill Mott, who kind of takes the Mandela role now. He's a longtime Hall of Fame trainer, super respected, has never won the Derby, and he's run a lot of races at Churchill Downs, and he's 0-for-8 in the Derby. So I think he becomes a horse that could really impact it. But Baffert has Game Winner and Roadster, and I think both of them are going to run really good races. So I would certainly think of all three of those horses. And boy, after that, you know, Jim, it's just, you could make a case for half the horses to be right there at the top of the stretch. And then it comes down to who gets banged around coming out of the starting gate, who gets six wide on the first turn. And it really comes down to what happens in the race. But I'm going to look hard at Tacitus with Bill Mott and two of the three Baffert horses. And, you know, Baffert doesn't want to hear that, but that's where he is now.
Tim Layton joining us. We're talking about the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Tim, obviously this has not been the best year for the sport of horse racing. Safety has been in the news quite a bit. What do you make of what has happened and how the sport has responded?
Well, what's happened is awful. I mean, 23 horses died at Santa Anita this winter. There's been a lot of discussions as to what caused that. I think people inside the sport would say it was because of a lot of rain and a track that wasn't in great shape and horses that ran over it too much and got hurt and just a perfect storm, no pun intended, of events that made it a really dark winter. But the result of that is that people outside racing are taking a harder look at the sport. And I think, Jim, you know, you've been in the game. You know that it's always an axiom that people in the sport say, when you race, horses die. And now I think people outside the sport are saying, well, why does it have to be that way? You know, just like with the NFL, we always said it's okay if guys get their bell rung, and then it's not okay anymore. And I think that's kind of where we're getting with racing. The sport is really slow to make changes, and they need to get a commissioner, which they're not going to get anytime soon, but they really need to take a hard look at the way people outside their sport view their sport, because sort of the tide is turning a little there, and their sport is in danger.
I think that's fair, and I think that's well said. Tim Layton, my guest. Tim, before you go, last month you were involved in the selection process for Tillman Scholars, which is a project started by the Pat Tillman Foundation. You profiled him for SI 22 years ago. What do you remember about that time that you spent with Pat Tillman?
When I met with the selection committee in Chicago that were picking a group of the Tillman Scholars, which is an amazing organization that you wouldn't believe the candidates, the things they've done in the military and in education and in their life. It's just an incredible group that Pat would be incredibly thrilled to be involved with. But when I think of Pat Tillman, what I said to the people that day was, I met him when he was a college senior, and he impressed me so much with his honesty and his toughness and his forthrightness and his maturity that I said, if he never became Pat Tillman, if he never played in the NFL, if he never went to war for his country and was killed in action, he would still have made an impression on me that I would remember him to this day. Just probably one of the five most memorable characters I've ever encountered in my career. And, you know, I got a picture of him in my office and a card that he sent me framed on my desk. And just a guy that I will never forget. And it's just great that people close to him are carrying on his name and his legacy.
Yeah, Tim, I mean, that is such high praise, and I really do understand that. I had the same reaction when I first met Pat. Really quickly, it's really hard to distill it into a few sentences, but what was it about Pat that made him so special and unique?
To me, it was his honesty. When I met with him, he had won Pac, it was Pac-10 back then, Pac-10 Defensive Player of the Year, and Academic All-America, and I tried to get him to talk about those things, and his response to me was, dude, I'm really happy to be an All-American because I'm not an Academic All-American because I'm not smart. I'm really happy for everything that's happened to me in football, but if I start talking about this stuff a lot, next thing you know, I'm old news, so I'm just looking straight ahead, and to me, that was who Pat is.
He is a Sports Illustrated senior writer and NBC Sports essayist, a friend of the program, and the Derby is Saturday at 6:50 p.m. Eastern. We always preview it with Tim Layden. Tim, I appreciate it so much. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Tim. He's the best when it comes to covering that sport. All right, so the favorite is out. And if you pay attention to those things, Richard Mandela is the trainer of Omaha Beach. He's a Hall of Famer. Unbelievably classy guy. Everybody in the sport respects and appreciates Richard Mandela. So that's a gut punch. That's tough. Also, as he mentioned, Mike Smith got off of a horse for Bob Baffert to go to Mandela's horse. And now that mount is gone.